Antonia hasn't been paying much attention to the customers. She's smiling and leaning her elbows on the counter, the better to gaze into Scott Morrison's eyes as he explains the difference between nihilism and pessimism. He's here every night, eating Rocky Road ice cream and falling more deeply in love. They've spent hours making out in the front and back seats of Scott's mother's car, kissing until their lips are fevered and bruised, getting their hands into each other's pants, wanting each other so much that they're not thinking of anything else. In the past week, Scott and Antonia have both had incidents where they crossed the street without looking both ways and were frightened back to the sidewalk by a blaring horn. They're in their own world, a place so dreamy and complete they don't have to pay attention to traffic, or even to the fact that other human beings exist. Tonight, it takes a while for Antonia to realize it's her sister standing there, dripping mud and weeds onto the linoleum floor that Antonia is responsible for keeping clean. "Kylie?" she says, just to make certain. Scott turns to look, and then understands that the weird noise he's been hearing behind him, which he thought was the rattling air conditioner, is someone's ragged breathing. The scratches along Kylie's legs have begun to bleed. Chocolate frosting is smeared over her shirt and her hands. "Jesus," Scott says. He's been thinking on and off about med school, but when it comes right down to it, he doesn't like the surprises human beings can throw at you. Pure science is more his speed. It's a whole lot safer and more exact. Antonia comes out from behind the counter. Kylie just stares at her, and in that instant, Antonia knows exactly what's happened. "Come on." She grabs Kylie's hand and pulls her toward the back room, where the cans of syrup and the mops and brooms are kept. Scott is following. "Maybe we'd better take her over to the emergency room," he says.
"Why don't you go behind the counter?" Antonia suggests, "just in case there are any customers."
When Scott hesitates, Antonia has no doubt that he's fallen in love with her. Another boy would turn and run. He'd be grateful to be released from a scene like this.
"Are you sure?" Scott asks.
"Oh, yes," Antonia nods. "Very."
She pulls Kylie into the storeroom.
"Who was it?"
she asks.
"Did he hurt you?"
Kylie can smell chocolate, and it's making her so nauseated she can barely stand up straight.
"I ran,"
she says. Her voice is funny. It sounds as if she were about 8 years old.
"He didn't touch you?"
Antonia's voice sounds funny, too. Antonia hasn't turned on the light in the storeroom. Moonlight filters through the open window in waves, turning the girls as silver as fish.